You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Before praying the Regina Coeli in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis's catechesis on Sunday drew inspiration from the Gospel reading that speaks of the Last Supper and of Jesus's promise to the apostles. He tells them, the Pope said, that their mission was to take the Gospel message into the world and that they would not be alone. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Teach and remember.
Insegnare e ricordare.
He explained that the Spirit would remember the teachings of Jesus in various concrete circumstances of life, so as to be able to put them into practice. That, he said, is precisely what is happening in the Church today. A church that is guided by the light and by the strength of the Holy Spirit, so that the Lord can bring the gift of salvation to everyone, the love and the mercy of God. The Pope urged the faithful to read a passage from the Gospel every day and reminded them they are not alone.
Noi non siamo soli.
Jesus is near us, among us, within us. His new presence in history takes place through the gift of the Holy Spirit, through whom you can establish a living relationship with him, the crucified and risen one. He said the Holy Spirit, poured into us through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, acts as a guide in our lives, directing us in the way we think, in the way we act, helping us distinguish good from bad. It helps us to practice the charity of Jesus, giving to others, especially to the neediest. And reiterating that we are not alone, the Pope said the sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit is also in the peace that Jesus gives to his disciples. It is different, he said, from what men hope or attempt to accomplish. The peace of Jesus arises from victory over sin, over that selfishness that prevents us from loving one another as brothers. And Pope Francis concluded his catechesis saying that every disciple who is called to follow Jesus carrying the cross receives the peace of the risen Christ in the certainty of his victory and in the expectation of his coming. I'm Linda Bordoni.